The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
How many individuals do you know who suffer from job stress, boredom, discontent, and what seems to be a general lack of enthusiasm or personal energy? Something just seems to be missing, doesn't it? Perhaps their unhappiness or dissatisfaction and even regret are caused by what they have or have not accomplished with their life so far. Some may even feel victimized by their circumstances or situation. Without question, this would be a challenging existence. But the world has no shortage of individuals living life with what I just described. When it comes to living life your way, recognize that if you want more control over your own destiny, you need a plan. And if you don't plan your own future, somebody else surely will. So let's examine how this condition could happen and why, for so many, it escalates into a monumental life problem, resulting in such personal discontent. From the day we're born, our mental boundaries or perceptions of ourself and others begin to grow and take form. These perceptions form based on the influences from our environment. They become our limits and are primarily directed by those around us, specifically our parents, family, and friends. Little do we realize the lasting impact these perceptions have on everything we do in our lifetime. Much of our behavior becomes governed by the expectations we have of our environment, and these expectations ultimately dictate our intent and beliefs about what is probable and what is even possible. So when it comes time to pursue our life career, guess what? The limits and boundaries created by our own perceptions and beliefs slowly define and determine what becomes our reality. Depending on how positive or negative or enabling or disabling our environment has been, so go our future plans. We typically pursue what we are familiar with, what creates the least amount of effort, or what is otherwise presented to us. Basically, when it comes to mapping out our own destinies and creating the basis for our own futures, most of us have a tendency to not be very proactive. In fact, many of us are somewhat lazy or complacent. I mean, think about it. For each of us, it's our life, and considering the long-term importance of such an initiative, I think it's puzzling the typical lack of curiosity and exploration on the part of most people. But we tend to do what we are comfortable with. I'd like to bring to your attention a poem by an astute turn-of-the-century British author, James Allen. It goes like this. Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind, and evermore he takes. The tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. He thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. Being well over 100 years old, if this poem conveys a basic truth, then it stands to reason that our own progress, our very future, is reliant on us possessing a nurturing attitude, a positive belief in ourselves, and in fact, a belief that great things are not just possible, but probable. Think for a moment about individuals you know who truly seem to have found reward, fulfillment, and happiness in life. What's behind their success? Well, when we are engaged in things every day that spring from our own ideas, sure, it's effort, and we may occasionally become tired from it, but rarely will we tire of it. There's a big distinction between these two very different feelings. I would much rather be physically exhausted from doing something every day that I thoroughly enjoy than be emotionally, spiritually, and consequently physically spent from doing something I regret, resent, and absolutely hate. Regardless of your current age and situation, you can initiate an improvement in the way you emotionally feel about what you do every day. It requires examining your attitudes, motivations, and intentions. It requires personal discovery and a process that I like to call positive futures planning. Throughout history, much wisdom has been gathered and shared about the relationship between an individual's quest for success, the desire for happiness, and the acquisition of money. Countless leaders from a multitude of backgrounds have provided us with more than enough insight and guidance for directing our own quests for great accomplishments. So why is it that these coveted prizes continue eluding so many of us? Well, first of all, the mere availability of this information and knowledge doesn't necessarily mean we all believe it or apply it. Knowing something and believing something each require a different level of acceptance. The concepts presented in this program are not new to the overall available global base of human knowledge, but I encourage you to follow along and listen closely, because they may be new to you. This program is intended to offer you some ideas on discovering what success should be for you. Later in the program, I will describe the process of planning compatible goals for yourself and explain the benefits produced by aligning your intentions and your overall life purpose. The concepts presented are universal in nature and somewhat timeless in their appeal. Whether you are 18 or 60, they apply to you. I will be visiting the topics of success, dreaming, positive visioning, and the creation of a personal futures plan. Depending on the current condition of your own perceptional boundaries, personal values, beliefs, and experiences, it's possible that you may be holding on to perceptions of success and happiness that are in fact wrong for you. It may be that success is not actually what you think it is. It may be that happiness results from a source other than what you believe. It could be you're seeking goals and using pathways or methods that create excessive or unnecessary resistance for you. Your perceptions of success and consequently your approach to achieving it may in effect be cutting against the grain of the way humans naturally work and relate to each other. This is important because none of us can be successful without the help and support of others. The dominant perceptions and attitudes each of us hold as true are in themselves critical to our own ability for achieving success and creating happiness. It's important for our understanding and expectations of success to be both realistic and compatible with our intentions, and our personal attitudes need to remain enabling as opposed to disabling. Much of our own ability to achieve success and find happiness is in reality a mind game. Some of us just need to change our minds. It begins with having a healthy and very individualized understanding of what success means to you, and then personally granting yourself the positive permission to pursue it by implementing a compatible plan. This is important because happiness comes from the actual journey to success. Happiness is not the destination. Making the necessary changes in your thinking to accommodate this truth takes both faith and courage. Sure, nobody likes change, but it's a big part of progress. After all, we can't expect to ever become something new if we insist on remaining what we are. Before I go any further, I'd like you to feel free to color outside the lines as I ask you to open your mind to considering a concept that counters what many people hold as true. What is this concept? Quite simply, that the purpose of life is not to seek happiness. The purpose of life is to matter, to be productive, to have a positive impact on society, to work on leaving this world a better place than when we came into it. When you live life possessed and driven by such intentions and motivations, the opportunities for both success and happiness present themselves. Those who apply to the fullest whatever talents and passion they have for purposes of making the world a better place are given the opportunity for happiness throughout their journey to achievement. Doors open up and proof appears. In its purest form, happiness comes from helping others in some way. So having a goal that incorporates such criteria is self-serving. I'm asking you to work and live your life as a solutions provider for others, as opposed to going through life as a creator of barriers. I'm suggesting the adoption of this as your dominant mindset. Offer yourself the opportunity to live life as an enabler rather than a disabler by practicing your own form of possibility thinking every day. Practice it on everyone you meet. How each of us should go about delivering human assistance to others is not always obvious or immediately recognizable. It needs to be discovered. For some, the rewards of contributing to humanity involves a career. For others, it may be more about community service. I would suggest that ideally, it should come from both. Each of us has to pursue our own discovery. As unnatural, childlike, or even naive these ideas may sound to you, never lose sight of a fundamental fact of human nature. The quickest way to initiate an improvement in your own self-esteem is to help someone else. Regardless of your age or current station in life, it works. Why? Because it's human nature. The boost in self-esteem is a natural human reaction and causes us to feel better. So by planning a life that incorporates opportunities to serve others, we in fact create positive feelings of personal well-being that directly benefit ourselves. If your initial reaction to what I'm suggesting is one of resistance because perhaps you're too focused on the money motives in life, get outside of yourself because you aren't seeing the connection of opportunity here. Take a moment to observe that most financially successful businesses and organizations with any longevity at all are driven by business models and philosophies steeped in a fundamental commitment to finding solutions for others. Work hard at offering what people want, need, and can't obtain elsewhere, and the money reward side of life will take care of itself. Some consultants simply call this customer service. So while you're busy creating financial success, you're still helping people, aren't you? What I'm suggesting is realistic and potentially profitable at the same time. It serves both purposes. You earn a living while living with a greater life purpose. Welcome to real life. Before any one of us can achieve success, we must first individually define what goals are right for us. What success is to me may be very different from what success means to you. Furthermore, what any one of us has been taught to believe success is may in fact be wrong for us or in need of some adjustment. For each of us, our personal definition of success is heavily influenced by our personal value system and our beliefs, attitudes, and expectations from life. Understanding what it takes to be successful is deceptively simple. It's just that most individuals fail to recognize and believe that within their minds, they have everything required for discovering, planning, and achieving their own great accomplishments. Beyond good planning, achieving success is heavily determined by our BADD rating, B-A-D-D. Executing your plan will require strong personal beliefs, attitudes, desire, and discipline. Planning is the critical beginning, but once you have your plan, achieving goals comes down to the strength of your own beliefs, attitudes, desire, and discipline. Defining exactly what your own path to success should be is somewhat challenging because it requires that we begin by first engaging ourselves in a process of self-assessment and discovery. Introspection is not a normal exercise for most individuals because it demands absolute honesty. The process requires that we look deep inside and honestly answer some meaningful questions about our likes and dislikes and our strengths and weaknesses. This discovery exercise is important because in its purest and most inspired form, success consists of achievements that reflect our own dreams while having compatibility with our own larger purpose in life. Overall, in a capitalistic free enterprise system, success is typically measured by how much money, hard assets, and influence we can acquire. For young people, the sought-after rewards of success are slightly different than they are for most seasoned adults. When asked, most young people will initially say money is the gauge they will use for rating their own success. This is all quite simple to understand because young people have none. If this reaction by young people is a surprise to you, it shouldn't be. After all, society spends years brainwashing each of us with messages glamorizing the excitement and benefits of material things. Hey, don't get the wrong idea. I like money as much as anyone. However, the more years of experience and the more wisdom we acquire, this material measure of success changes somewhat. We, in effect, realign our opinions, perceptions, and values as they relate to money and everything else in life. This transition is also easily understood because when it comes to money, by now, we should have some. Mature adults can more easily afford to change their values about money and what truly is important in the grand scheme of life. Life success needs to be understood as consisting of two components, professional success and personal success. Professional success is what we do for a living and tends to be rated by a mix of how much money we earn, the quality of our work environment, and the level of satisfaction we obtain from the work itself. Personal success, on the other hand, is about building a good moral character, a core honesty, personal integrity, a good work ethic, a sense of hope for the future, some personal source of spiritual strength, faith, or belief, whatever that is to you, a personal code by which to live and guide our decisions, and a sense of compassion and charity toward other human beings. These things are the essence of personal success. Achieving life success requires a personal plan of our intentions. Success is a journey, not an event. And like any journey, our success requires a map. Otherwise, how will we know when we've arrived at our destination? The famous Roman philosopher Seneca once said, "For the man who knows not what harbor he seeks, any wind will do." Think about it. Success is not an accident. Successful people are not somehow luckier than others. They've just created a plan, identifying their intentions, and continue to work that plan with POP, P-O-P, the power of perseverance. They are, in essence, preparing themselves for those moments when the right opportunities come along. And they do come along. I'd like to offer you 8 true statements about success. Number 1, success has very little to do with where you're from, and everything to do with who you are inside and where you see yourself headed. Number 2, success represents our future, not our past. Number 3, when you experience both professional and personal success in your life, everything will have more clarity and meaning. Number 4, fame and celebrity status are not always accompanied by success. Be careful what you wish for. Number 5, your becoming successful is a totally rational and logical thought. Number 6, if you are willing to plan and work for success, you will ultimately achieve it. Furthermore, you'll deserve it. Number 7, the world needs a continuous supply of educated, skilled, and motivated individuals. You might as well be one of them. Somebody has to be successful. And number 8, there resides within you right now the power, the ability, and the freedom of personal choice to be successful at whatever you focus on accomplishing in this life. Period. So I ask you now, what is the state of your own success and happiness mindset? Because when you are what you want to be, you'll find happiness and most likely enough financial rewards to sustain your everyday material needs. You will recall me saying earlier, in its purest and most inspired form, success consists of achievements that reflect our own dreams and have compatibility with our own greater purpose in life. Accepting that our greater purpose in life is about producing a positive impact on humanity in general, our task then becomes that of developing objectives compatible with our own inner self. Creating such a pure and inspired level of potential can only be activated if an individual transforms his personal dreams and aspirations into actual written objectives for guiding his own future. To do this, you will need a written plan. Keeping the plan only in your head doesn't work. Dreaming helps us discover what we ideally should be doing with our talents. Failing to put your dreams through a written transformation process causes them to remain as just pipe dreams. They're pleasant thoughts, but not really productive. The actual process of writing your dreams down in vivid, full-color detail is a powerful act in itself. The process teaches us something about ourselves. Writing your dreams down provides a tangible beginning for your journey. And once you've created the substance for your plan, the journey, propelled by your action, begins living and breathing on its own. You are investing yourself with the ingredients of your own future. You may be a person who thinks he has no dreams. Everybody has dreams. However, many individuals allow their dreams to remain deeply recessed within their mind throughout their entire life. Your logical left brain can very effectively suppress the more creative and liberating right brain thoughts. If you honestly believe you don't have a dream, any dream at all, then you have a lot of exploring to do. Until you dream, you can't create something new and different. Dreaming is your personal window to the future. Dreams give us hope and a vivid image of our special purpose. Throughout time, dreams have been the root of powerful ideas and the beginning point for most extraordinary successes. Your dream doesn't have to be grandiose or magnificent to be important, so don't be critical of your dream. What is important about your dream is that it's yours and only yours. Everybody has dreams, and rarely can you borrow someone else's dream for your own. And once your dreams are described in the form of written life objectives, you give yourself the opportunity to awaken each day with extraordinary energy and anticipation. This is called passion. If you examine any great achievement in history, the driving element has been the ideas and concepts from someone's personal dream or vision. Your dreams can and should become the basis of the life objectives you pursue with a passion. When you have a passion for what you do, the quest will require effort, but it's not work. Your dream is what provides the strong reason or sense of purpose for doing what you set out to achieve. It's your own idea. You hold the ownership in it, and this is what produces the needed passion for achievement. Although your dream may begin as a vision of a place or environment you've never actually experienced, it doesn't have to be complex or seem unreachable. The dream just deserves your attention. Your personal dream may involve a career, travel, human service, self-improvement, or personal adventure. It may be centered in earning your college degree or landing that ideal job position. Your goal may be to acquire something material, like a house, a boat, a car, or perhaps it involves achieving total financial independence by some target age. Your dream may even involve a complete transformation of your physical self, a whole new look. No matter what it is, the dream must be uniquely yours. This is the key element. You can't borrow dreams from others. Living your daily life while trying to emulate another person's success will likely result in you resenting that model person. Be yourself. You're not like everyone else, and that's a good thing. Seeing your dream through to reality requires having a strong personal commitment. To qualify as the basis for a life goal, your dream has to represent something that the pursuit of which will give you great pleasure, excitement, and satisfaction. Just thinking about it should stir and motivate you. If your commitment is backed by passion, when challenges come up, and they will, you will not waver from your sense of purpose. Your pop will prevail. It's the power of perseverance. When I refer to dreaming, realize I'm not talking about fantasy. I recognize the value of both dreaming and fantasizing. They both serve their own purpose. Dreams are what your personal futures plan will be built around. Dreams are achievable outcomes we hope to accomplish or things we passionately believe we must have in our life. Dreams have continuity and specific detailed content, whereas fantasy is about an illusion or unreal idea or vision. I will admit, for some very creative people, there is a fine line between a dream and a fantasy. A dream speaks to us, but only if we are listening. Your dreams represent communication from the heart and soul of your very being. Ideally, you should allow your dreams to become integrated with your higher purpose in life, your greater reason for living. Many people begin the planning process by having no idea what their dreams are, or they may know vividly what their dreams are, but are surrounded by people offering no support or belief in their potential. To unleash your dreams, it may require you to put aside the need to please others. It's true that achieving success is made easier when you have a surrounding network of people who support you. Never allow others to talk you out of your ambitions. Trust and value your own motivations, intentions, and dreams. Go with your gut and listen to the whispering voice coming from within you. Personal futures planning requires that you begin by discovering who you are and what activities you naturally gravitate toward. What do you like? What excites you? What are you passionate about? What activity is it that makes time seem to race by when you're engaged in it? And if you have a special talent and deep inside you know you're good, then you're good enough to make it. To discover more about yourself, I would suggest trying this exercise. Carefully select a quiet, solitary setting. This special place may be in the mountains or in a secluded wilderness area. It may be a panoramic ocean view or a magnificent park or nature preserve. Wherever it is, go to this place alone and sit down or lie flat on your back. For me, the inspiring setting is found in a rural area, sitting outdoors on a clear night with a full sky of bright visible stars. Whatever your chosen space, the setting must induce a quiet relaxation within your mind. The environment must cause a calm and quieted state to come over you. Regardless of where it's located, you should have no interruptions. Remember vividly this special place, because as you begin to make progress in your own positive futures plan, this is where you must return, if even only in your mind, to periodically assess, reflect on your progress, and most importantly, celebrate your achievements. Relax your mind, slow your breathing, and comfort your soul in this special environment. Every person needs such a magically powerful place. At difficult and stressful times in your life, you will discover that strength can be drawn from the quiet moments you spend in this place. Now begin to think and make notes about your own behavior. This exercise requires absolute honesty. Through calming thought and quiet recall, Identify the things that you do that bring you satisfaction. What are the things for which you have a deep fondness? What gives you a satisfied feeling? Mentally review your own personal behavior patterns. Eliminate any bias of judgment as you ask yourself these questions. When I have personal free time, what do I typically tend to do with that available time? What are the things I thoroughly enjoy? What activities am I passionately fond of doing? What are the things I do that make time fly by quickly when I'm engaged in them? As you advance through this process, be aware there are no right answers and there are no wrong answers. You can't make mistakes when documenting what your mind, heart, and soul are saying. Write down your observations and thoughts, or say them into a small audio recorder. Identify all the activities you seem to do with added vigor and passion. This process helps you discover those things you perform well, are attracted to doing, or otherwise enjoy. During this exercise, I want you to ask yourself these questions. What are the things I would choose to do with my life if time and money were not barriers, and I knew that failing was impossible? In my professional success, do I view what I do every day as a job, a career, or a mission? We've all heard the expression before, a picture is worth a thousand words. What does this mean to our process of positive futures planning? Well, the value of visioning can best be described by saying, until you can see the invisible, you can't achieve the impossible. Your ability to accomplish great things will be enhanced by first creating detailed mental images of what the end result looks like. Positive visioning is a mental process or technique utilized to assist a person in task completion or goal attainment. To some extent, we all use this technique every day. For a small minority of individuals, it becomes a mental form of mantra for everyday living. Through practice, a person gains understanding of how it works, recognizes the power it offers, and develops an effective application of it in his everyday decision-making. Some individuals may dismiss it as nonsense or refuse to acknowledge its value altogether. However, by adopting the practice of this technique, you can gain control over most facets of your life. A lot of things in life require you to play some form of mind game. Mastering this technique can make the game easier and your attempts at winning more effective. When it comes to achieving major life objectives, success is not random. You accomplish what you think about all day. You will personally and subconsciously seek the fulfillment of what is showing in the clear mental picture residing within your mind. When forming your own mental images of success, the more detailed they are, the more effective the positive visioning technique becomes. If you envision failure or mediocre success over time, this is precisely what you'll get. If your vision of progress and final outcome is unusually magnificent, then that is what you will obtain for your effort and discipline. Your subconscious mind is always seeking to fulfill what it sees in your mind's eye. As you create a mental image of what your success looks like, I suggest you think in extreme detail and in full positive living color. I have never sought to study the science behind all of this. I can only state that my personal experience tells me it is true. It works. I am asking you to have faith in what I am saying. Before taking on any challenging task or project, first create a vision in your mind of what the end result will look like. I prefer that you view this process simply as training for your most powerful success tool, your brain. Are you tricking yourself? I don't think so, because when this influential power is applied to achieving goals and objectives, it's a very real force. It's highly effective, and you should use this technique to your own advantage and benefit. This technique is not reliant on anything artificial. It's all you. For positive visioning to work, your mind must have proof. This proof stems from your personal experience base and builds from a huge collection of small little victories and achievements. These mini successes simply build your confidence. Continuous proof serves to build your all-important beliefs and attitudes. Strong beliefs, self-confidence, and positive attitudes can almost by themselves produce successful outcomes. How many things have you achieved in life only to be told later it wasn't supposed to be possible? So what are beliefs? Beliefs are those ideas you hold trust in, have a set confidence in, or otherwise accept as overridingly true. They are firmly implanted ideas about what you expect or will deem acceptable from the world around you. Like any person, your world has limits and boundaries. These boundaries are in part defined and set by your beliefs and are of a psychological nature. They're only in your head. These boundaries establish your personal limits, but they are only limits as defined by your own mental perceptions. Your personal beliefs can be altered, but only if you decide it's okay to change them. What are attitudes anyway? Surely you've heard people comment about another person by saying, they just have a positive attitude, or they seem to defeat themselves by having such a negative attitude. The simplest way to describe attitude is by thinking of it as your state of mind or how you emotionally feel about most things. How a person feels about things can impact his personal self-image and even his health. Attitudes effectively help you or hurt you, depending on whether those attitudes are positive or negative, enabling or disabling. At times, attitudes can even take control and consume you if you hold a firm resistance against changing them for the better. Attitudes grow from your emotional state. A positive attitude is one of your most beneficial personal assets. Having a good outlook and a happy attitude is a conscious choice. It has been said before, happiness is a state of mind. If you're not happy, change your mind. A person can begin developing a positive attitude by recognizing and adopting the following 12 habits or practices. Number one, accept change. Don't fight it. Change, like the weather, is inevitable. We're going to get some in one form or another. Just embrace change as an opportunity to learn something new, and you will. Number two, don't waste energy on worrying about things you have no control over or events that may never happen. Nothing is gained by worrying, but something is lost. Number three, don't sweat the small stuff. In the grand scheme of life, most stuff is of little consequence. This is especially true in maintaining healthy human relationships. As individuals, we all have quirks. People are people. Accept them for what they are. Number four, don't worry about what everybody else is doing or accomplishing. Focus on your own personal progress. And remember, success is not a race. If you must compete with somebody, compete with yourself. Number five, share in the excitement of other people's victories. Learn how to feel honestly and sincerely happy for them. Allow their excitement to motivate you and affirm your own dreams and quests. Number six, if you have a perfectionist attitude, give it up now. There is no such thing as perfection, and this is a damaging mindset if you allow it to control you. It can drive you to unhappiness, frustration, and discontent. Just be yourself and always be working diligently on making your dreams become your reality. In doing so, you'll discover life can be a lot less stressful and much more fulfilling. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Number seven, don't allow other people's negative actions to take control of your reactions. If someone else is having a bad day, why should you? Number eight, no matter what happens in your life, you can acknowledge the negative, but always look for the positive. Focus on the positive and move on. Number nine, a positive attitude can defuse the biggest of problems and break apart the strongest of barriers. Number 10, give more of yourself to others and expect less. You'll be amazed at the positive personal benefits. Number 11, free your heart of hatred. Holding in anger and hate robs you of precious energy, energy you need. Apologizing gives your mind permission to move on. Have the courage to let go, and you'll move forward. And number 12, simplify your life. Maintain balance by avoiding excesses of anything. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Formal planning is the critical first step in any journey to success. Typically, successful people are planners and doers and are continually in pursuit. They tend to be dreamers, but it doesn't stop there. Unlike many people, the fear of making a mistake doesn't paralyze the achiever against taking action. Successful people value the wisdom they acquire from their own mistakes. If you examine the process applied by those with a reputation for achievement, you will find they create their plan and then proceed to work that plan. Essentially, it's that simple. Are all successful people more knowledgeable or somehow more intelligent than you and I? Absolutely not. Intelligence is not necessarily their advantage. They've simply taken the necessary steps to define and map out exactly what they plan to do, then taken action to make it happen. Success-bound individuals have deliberately defined what they want and how they plan to obtain it or create it. They're not individuals just sitting back waiting for something beneficial to happen in their life. The reality is quite to the contrary. Achievers build their own initiative, then go out and cause it to happen. Building an individualized life plan is actually an exciting process if you allow yourself to become enthused about it. Begin by admitting the advantages of a good planning process, and then take the necessary action to get started. For some individuals, starting can be the most difficult part of the journey. Creating a written plan is actually a very structured and logical process. It's easy to understand. However, as simple as it is, developing a written plan is not necessarily a common practice, because many people choose to trust their memories instead of writing it all down. This choice is a critical mistake, because the mind tends to lose track of the details, get things confused, and put action off until later. Without a written plan, it's much easier to procrastinate. Having everything written down provides a constant reminder of exactly what you need to be doing and by when. A written plan is an instrument of promise and personal accountability for yourself and serves as a mental cattle prod. How do successful people go about creating their plans? What is the actual structure and process required for creating a personal roadmap for life goals? Before I answer these questions, I want you to accept this truth. When you have a plan, you are ready for what's next. What life throws at you each day will be less of a surprise. Creating a daily to-do list for yourself is a success-enhancing habit, and creating a written life plan applies the same principle on a much grander scale. Before I describe the recommended structure for your plan, I want to take a moment to offer you some clarification. What do I really mean when I say positive futures planning? We've already established that writing things down provides clarity for our intentions and acts as a constant personal reminder. Creating a written list tends to result in more accomplishments. But what if you could take the whole plan writing process to a higher level of effectiveness? What would be the required added ingredient for making this happen? I would suggest the missing ingredient in most individual plans is a powerful and positive philosophy of intention within the planner. I call this higher level of planning positive futures planning, and it comes from the passion-driven center of your heart and soul. A motivation to fulfill the highest of your personal expectations must become the essence of your very being. It's about fully investing yourself in the plan process and its outcome. But this level of commitment can only take hold when your goals reflect your ideas. Positive futures planning involves more than just physically writing a plan. Any person can sit down and scribble out some goals on a piece of paper and call it a plan. When you just go through the motions, the resulting plan will simply amount to words on a page. It falls flat. It lacks the dimension and the needed fuel for success. I'm suggesting you give your plan a total commitment of yourself. Why? Because this is what's required for any great success. Positive futures planning involves a much more holistic approach to planning the life of your dreams. You create a roadmap for living out your dreams, then fully engage your complete mind, body, and soul in the journey. Some may call this obsession. I prefer to call it extreme focus on absolute intentions. A positive futures plan is a written plan created and supported by a person with a positive philosophy of life, an attitude and belief in the extraordinary greatness of human potential, and a healthy view of himself and his role in the world at large. You must become a participant in this extraordinary human potential. Implementing your dreams through planning with a positive frame of mind propels you and the process to a higher level of promise and effectiveness. To be fully capable of positive futures planning, you need to become your own best self. It may require a personal transformation, a new you driven by self-improvement in an effort to build yourself upon a sturdy and virtuous human foundation. Only then can positive futures planning result in a more pure form of success, consisting of both personal success and professional success. And when it does, life will simply have more clarity. Once you've allowed your dreams to be revealed and make a promise to engage your total self in the planning process, you're ready. Your written positive futures plan will become the sole document for guiding your future. Now, this is not a bad thing. nor is it a confining thing, because you're in control of the document. You should consider this plan to be a living or breathing instrument. Your plan lives, thus it grows. It's always subject to change, and you are the only person who can authorize any changes. I'd like to begin by having you create a mental picture in your mind. Picture a large piece of plain, bright white poster paper with no lines hanging on the wall. Across the top of the entire width of this blank paper appears a rectangle-shaped box. Above this rectangle is a title, Objective. Using your dream as a source of inspiration, I would like you to prepare a written description of your life objective. Include specifics that reflect what you plan to do, have, or accomplish. Write the description of this objective inside this rectangular boxed area. This being your broad overall life objective, it should contain a sweeping description of what you plan to accomplish and become. Once your objective is fully described in a written form, it must then be broken down into its smaller, more intermediate components. These intermediate components are called goals and should be listed and described under the main rectangle titled Objective. This series of intermediate goals, which we will need to accomplish, are collectively what make up our objective. We are simply breaking the objective down into its smaller, more manageable accomplishments. Next, adjacent to each intermediate goal, you must now identify or list the specific actions or tasks required for accomplishing that particular goal. Typically, each objective will consist of multiple intermediate goals, with each goal requiring completion of the identified actions or tasks. Now that we have listed each goal and its corresponding list of actions or tasks, we need to add perhaps the most important information of all, the completion date, our projected target date. Each individual action or task must be assigned a completion date. Next, assign each goal a completion date as well. By assigning completion dates, you are essentially answering the question, by what date will I complete this intermediate goal or action or task? Establishing completion dates applies a level of personal accountability. After all, these are your planned deadlines. Let's take a moment to summarize our definitions. What is a dream? It's a personal vision of where you want to be in the future and what you want to accomplish or have in your life. Dreams can involve any aspect of your life. Dreams can relate to issues surrounding your career or personal development, physical health and condition, living environment, relationships, or overall quality of life. Remember, your dreams are personal and are unlike anyone else's dreams. What is an objective? It's a detailed written description of your dream in full living color and containing all of the important details. An objective should specifically describe the major accomplishments or acquisition you personally believe is important in your life. For something to qualify as an objective in your personal futures plan, it must be something you are passionate about having, becoming, or achieving. An objective must be something that is clearly measurable. Your written objective has to contain a clear and definitive description of what the success will look like. What does it amount to? How will you know when you've achieved it? Again, an objective must be measurable. If it does not meet these criteria, it will never fly as an objective within your plan. An intensely strong desire is critical, and measurability is a must. What's a goal? It's simply an intermediate accomplishment or achievement required for reaching or fulfilling your larger objective. Typically, each objective will require or involve multiple goal achievements to accomplish the complete objective. What is an action or task? These are the smaller and much simpler to-do things necessary for accomplishing a specific intermediate goal. You may view them as just small duties or errands, but they are, in fact, the very building blocks of success. Actions or tasks answer the question, how am I going to accomplish the intermediate goal? A completion date speaks for itself. As I mentioned earlier, applying a completion date or target date is critical to completing actions or tasks, goals, and ultimately your objective. Without a target date for each, you will never have the ability to measure how efficient you are at achieving any of them. As stated before, in order for your objective to qualify for inclusion in your personal futures plan, it must be a measurable objective. If an objective lacks a clear definition of what a successful accomplishment looks like, how will you ever know when you've arrived? How will achievement ever be judged? The destination or successful outcome needs to be clearly defined. Some objectives are more easily and intuitively measurable. This would include objectives involving attainment of a specific numeric value or score rating. Several simple examples would be if your objective was to save up a specific amount of money for some particular purpose or scoring a specific number grade on a college entrance exam. These results are very measurable. They have numbers as their final outcome. Every objective within your plan must have a degree of measurability. There are actually two primary categories of measurability that I view as important to the process of positive futures planning. The first applies to efficiency, and the second relates to effectiveness. You need to assess or measure your plan progress at regular intervals. These intervals are the most logical or practical time to consider any possible changes or refinements in your plan document. Your measure of efficiency is directly linked to how close your actual completion dates are to your assigned completion dates. This measuring step pertains to the dates you've applied to the actions or tasks, intermediate goals, and the overall objective within your plan. Remember, once the particulars of your plan have been initially set, they can and will change over time. This includes the completion dates you previously assigned to things. You have sole control over any changes. Modifications and refinements are 100% at your discretion. Be comfortable with your plan. Remember, it's not a race. If backed up by good reasons, sound logic, and honesty, your assigned completion dates or any other component of the plan may be altered. Be objective and honest with yourself when making any changes to your plan and when measuring real progress. Don't allow date changes to become nothing more than personal procrastination. Your measure of effectiveness is directly related to judging how close you are to achieving your overall objective. In your measurement of effectiveness, the major question you are asking is, how close am I getting to accomplishing my specific objective? You need to periodically assess and rank your progress. Again, be honest with yourself. The plan you're creating is your roadmap for life. It describes your destination and how you intend to get there. Accept this fact. Even the most well-planned excursions encounter an occasional detour or two. A detour is defined as a roundabout way. This same definition applies to life planning. The journey to success and achievement is rarely a straight line. Furthermore, en route to your planned objective, you may encounter something in your journey that is different, but equally as fulfilling as your original objective. After much evaluation, you may in fact decide to change the final objective altogether. Such changes are normal and healthy. It proves that your plan is a work in progress. You're in full control of the plan document. Use the changes and detours as added learning opportunities. I would like to end my program with an explanation of something you may have noticed about the title of the program, Positive Futures Planning. You will notice the word futures is plural. I've had many people approach me and ask why the word futures is plural rather than singular. I'd like to explain why. Because it offers an insight into how the essence of positive futures planning can offer added value beyond just yourself. Passion is contagious. Each of us is a product of our environment, and our environment in turn is a product of us. It's a cycle that feeds on itself, and we are obligated to contribute to it in a positive way as human beings. Through our daily involvement in business, the workplace, community organizations, and our personal life, if we create plans and build our intentions as part of our quest to honestly help other human beings, sure, we obtain rewards, we discover what happiness is really about, and perhaps best of all, we become a conduit for positive impact on the lives of others within our circle of influence. This includes our family, friends, and coworkers. So our efforts can indeed benefit the lives of many, not just one. The plural nature of positive futures planning is found by believing you are indeed creating more than just one positive future. Thank you.